and to get ready for the next stage. Gently rub her vagina over her panties before you put your hand inside them. Then gradually creep down with a finger or two and rub the area until you end up finger banging her at a slow to medium pace. If she stops you, take it as resistance and start over. It's a positive sign if she grabs your hand to guide the vagina rubbing action. She may say some weird things as you progress toward the latter stages. Most common are, "I don't usually do this," or "we're moving too fast." To make sure you don't trigger her logical brain, simply agree with whatever she says so she doesn't have to think of a rebuttal. Suitable answers are, "I don't usually do this either," and "you're right, we are moving too fast." But after agreeing with her, continue doing what you were doing. If you're encountering too much resistance, feel like you're doing all the work, or she says something like, "we are definitely not having sex tonight," gradually ramp down the intimacy and make an excuse about having to get up early. The exception is if a sleepover is assumed, in which case you can try again later or in the morning. If you have to make an exit, leave on good terms by not showing annoyance or anger. You're a man who wants sex, so you tried to get it, and she's a woman who resists sex. It's no big deal. When you part, make sure you give her a nice goodbye hug. Tell her that you had a good time, if you want to see her again, and that you'll talk to her soon. If all systems are go, the next thing you want to take off is her bra. Taking off a bra will be difficult unless you know how the strapping mechanism works. A bra usually has two or three hooks that wrap around loops. You unhook the contraption by tightening the bra a little so you can pull the hooks out. The easiest way to do it is when she's on top of you. Just like with buttons on a shirt, the hooks are always going to be on the same side, your left. If you're trying to remove a bra but can't, simply say, "I need a little help." The girl will laugh at you, but she'll take off her bra. It happened to me many times in my early days, so it's not a big deal. But it's in your best interests to be able to do it on your own. Unstrapping a bra with one hand or foot at lightning speed is a move girls appreciate. Once the straps come undone, let the bra hang there for a minute until one of you ends up taking it off completely. After taking off her pants, you won't get resistance with the bra, unless she's insecure about her breasts. You can now introduce mouth-to-breast contact into the bedroom program. If she doesn't let you take off her bra, but you have a strong feeling that she wants to have sex, simply skip this step. Next comes her panties. It's rare that I take off a girl's panties and then don't have sex with her. Panties are sex. It's for this reason that you may get firm resistance at this point, even if she didn't resist prior steps. Just treat it like any other form of resistance and start over if she stops you, making a panty removal attempt every 10 to 15 minutes. At this stage, you can use raw persistence to break down any remaining resistance. To take off her panties, put your hands on the sides and wiggle them down a couple inches to gauge her reaction. After another minute, try to pull them off if she hasn't already done it for you. You're almost there. Sealing the deal. Even though I know sex is going to happen after I take off her panties, I don't rush it, because I want to amplify the pleasure we're both experiencing. Tease her to the maximum so the sex will be better and more memorable. Don't give it to her when she wants it. Give it to her when she can't wait anymore. Continue to rub, kiss, and bite. It's extremely satisfying when a girl begs for your cock, a goal you want to visualize, even though it doesn't commonly occur during first-time sex. Now she'll be reaching for your cock and stroking it, maybe pulling it through your boxer's pee hole. Let her stroke it as you finger her to spread the juice to the outside of her vagina in order to facilitate penetration. Then slowly take your boxers off, wiggling them down a couple inches a minute until you take them off completely, when they're halfway down your ass. Now you'll both be naked, and your genitals will be close to coming into contact with each other. This is a good time to talk about sexually transmitted diseases. There's a joke in my circle that goes something like this. If you've never had an STD, you're not a real player. I would be more than happy to bet that you'll get an STD in the course of your lifetime. Even if it's something small, such as a fungal rash, crabs, or molluscum. Sex is like riding a motorcycle, a fun but dangerous activity where risk can only be minimized, not eliminated. you can use a condom 100% of the time and still get warts around your crotch. Here's my recommendation. Minimize risk to the best of your ability and continue living the lifestyle you want. Wear condoms regularly and consistently, but don't freak out and question your existence if you contract something. Treat it and then deal with it like a man. If you can't handle the possibility of getting a minor skin disease, this game is not for you. As for HIV, it's not something you should worry about unless you're gay or an IV drug user. Getting HIV is the culmination of a pattern of risky behavior, not a one-shot deal that strikes virgins whose condom breaks the first time they have sex. It's rare that you'll get the worst STD in the world without getting the other ones first. But don't take my word for it. Do your own research. Personally, I wouldn't have sex with a girl who did IV drugs or got banged in the butt by bisexual men. I advise against going raw dog unless you're in a committed relationship and certain she isn't screwing other guys. But if you do it raw, make sure you never ejaculate inside her, even if she's on the pill. Not only is the pill not 100% effective, no girl is perfect about taking it every day. Because you don't want your career as a player to end prematurely with a crying newborn, don't ejaculate inside a girl unless you accept the chance of getting her pregnant. Now back to sex. Once you're both naked, be careful about rubbing your cock against the outside of her vagina. It's dangerous because you may get so turned on that you may keep going and don't bother with protection. If she grabs your cock and tries to put it in raw, you definitely want to use a condom, because this is a behavior she's engaged in before. It should be music to your ears if she says something like, "Do you have a condom?" Unfortunately, most girls won't say that, so you'll need a smooth way to get one out without reminding her that sex is about to happen. Memorize these 7 words. Let me get something just in case. Girls rarely resist this, because it doesn't automatically imply that sex is going to happen. More importantly, it lets you get a condom without making her think about it. Grab a condom and put it on while kissing her to distract her from thinking about what's about to happen. Remember, you never want her logical brain to do any thinking, or she'll come up with reasons not to have sex. Practice putting on condoms if you're inexperienced, so you won't choke during this important step. There's a slight chance she'll resist the just-in-case line, so you'll need a good response, since you've come too far to turn back and count on there being a next time. If she says anything, it probably will be, "Why?" or "I don't know." Your answer? "For rubbing, so we're completely safe. I'm just going to leave it on." Then get the condom without waiting for an answer and put it on yourself. Be hesitant to give up at this point, but don't use physical force, and don't keep going if she says stop. All these moves are meant to barrel through the resistance of a girl who wants to have sex with you, but is worried about looking like a slut. Having sex with a girl who doesn't want to have sex with you is rape, a serious crime in most countries. Once the condom is on, don't wait for more than 30 seconds before you start making genital-to-genital contact. If she's not wet on the outside, finger her to spread her juices around or discreetly spit on your hand to lubricate your cock. Rub the outside of her vagina with your cock until the tip falls into place, and then push in to initiate the first penetration. Pump slowly, getting slightly farther in with each pump until your cock is wet and goes in and out with ease. Congratulate yourself on the notch, stud. In bed, I like to start off on top until I get tired. Then I have to get her on top to regain my energy before I flip her around and bang her doggy style to finish off. Don't ask permission to change positions. Just do it. If a girl is whining about wanting to get banged more, do her a second or third time when you're going to last longer. But if you typically last less than 5 minutes, try numbing condoms. The first time is for you, and the second time can be for her, after you've had your main orgasm. Don't be too concerned about your sexual technique. Porn is my teacher, and all I do is pump away while changing the speed, depth, and force. Every few minutes, I move her into a position I like. I relax, stay focused, and bang the hell out of her because that's what I want to do. If you like it slow, bang her slow. If you like it rough, bang her rough. Keep doing what you want to do until she complains, which will be unlikely. I'm always surprised how rough and dirty women can be. I don't go down on women before having sex because it's not necessary and doesn't guarantee that sex will occur. If it's something you like doing, by all means go for it, but don't do it because you think it will lessen resistance. You'll be disappointed if you go down on a girl with the intention of having sex and get nothing in return. Since sex is supposed to be fun, don't take it too seriously by wondering if you're doing it right. Other than some dirty talk like, "You like that, don't you?" don't ask if you're pleasing her. After sex, don't ask if she came. If she cares enough about her own pleasure, she'll bring it up by telling you the things she wants you to do. It's best to do what you enjoy, because if you're enjoying it, the chances will be that she's enjoying it too. Worrying about her pleasure sacrifices your own, and doesn't guarantee that she'll be pleased in the end. Once sex ends, you'll feel the urge to fill the silence with talk, but resist it and stay cool. The less you say, the better, because she'll wonder what you're thinking and feel a little insecure and vulnerable. Also, most of the stupidest things I've ever said to girls happened right after sex. Instead of talking, touch her, stroke her hair, cuddle, or go to sleep. Remember, sex isn't a big deal. It's a natural act between two people who like each other. How you treat her after sex should be the same as how you treated her before. The last thing you want is to appear needy and act as if you're falling for her. So that's how you bang a girl. The toughest part of late game is getting to the point where you can get her into a bedroom. But with the methods described, that's only a modest challenge. The real challenge is getting a girl interested enough to make the late game possible. And that stems from the approach and your first 30 minutes with her. When it comes to getting laid, it's your early game that's going to determine the quality and quantity of the girls you bang. Future dates. To keep it easy on myself, I have the first 3 dates preset, regardless of what kind of girl I'm dealing with or if sex occurs. The first date is the cafe, then bar on a weekday night. The second date is a club on a weekend night. And the third date is sushi with sake on a weekday night. If the first date didn't result in sex and you expect a second date to occur, tell her at the end of the date that you want to take her out to somewhere cool on the weekend. Joke that you think both of you are ready for a date on a primetime night. Don't appear needy by trying to make specific plans, but tell her to keep one weekend night free, adding that you'll contact her soon. If she is not free the upcoming weekend, stay in touch until the weekend after that. Doing back-to-back dates on weekdays isn't optimal if she has to get up early because you're not taking advantage of a possible sleepover, which would make sex more likely to occur. Always leave a message if you're calling her, and don't drag phone conversations out too long. You should still be the one to end the conversation first by making an excuse about how you have to go do something, such as laundry. Date 2 should be something fun and loud. I take my dates to house clubs. If there is no real connection between me and my date, I take her to the loudest place possible to avoid having to talk to her and reveal our incompatibility. Don't worry about having to dance too much. Lean against a bar or column and let her dance in front of you. I take her to a place I like, so that no matter what mood she shows up in, I'm going to have a good time and run into other people I know. On date 3, if I'm concerned that sex may not happen soon, I hit her with the passion routine when the topic of sex or dating comes up. Sometimes I do it on the phone before date 3. This routine is tricky to fit into conversation, but it's an important way to let her know what you expect. Say, "I've noticed that with girls I get into a relationship with, intimacy happens pretty fast. If 2 people really like each other and are comfortable with spending time together, they'll find it impossible to keep their hands off each other. It's important to be physically compatible, don't you think?" This routine is a somewhat subtle way to let her know the clock is ticking. Never directly ask or cajole her into having sex, because that would sound like whining, which is a turnoff. On each subsequent date, you should get closer to sex than the previous one. Simply start from the top and work to the end. If you don't have sex by date 3, as long as it's not because you didn't push hard enough, don't overanalyze why you couldn't break down her resistance. Just as you don't analyze your game if a single approach goes wrong, Don't sweat it if one girl won't open her legs. If you got pretty close by date 3, fingering and oral sex, for instance, that probably means you'll bang on date 4 or 5. While it is okay to go past date 3 to get sex, be reluctant to do so. We're living in a day and age when 3 dates is more than enough time for a girl to prove she's worthy. If she's not giving you sex, she either needs to put in more effort by offering to take you out or doing a bang-up job pleasing you orally. Don't get caught in the trap of continuing to date a girl just because you've invested money and time into her. If she doesn't play by your rules and give you what you want, drop her. No matter how far down the wrong road you go, turn back. There are other quality girls who will bang you without giving you a hard time. Whenever I've broken my rule and gone past date 3 while still not getting sex, I've always been disappointed. Make a rule and stick with it. 3 dates is ample time for a modern woman to be comfortable having sex with a high-value male. After sex. If she still likes you after sex, she'll play fewer games and give you more attention. The pendulum will swing to the point where she's putting in as much effort as you. Always be conscious of whether she's reciprocating or not. Is she still offering to pay? Is she initiating conversation and intimacy? Is she doing things to make you comfortable and happy? The chances of a relationship continuing after sex will depend upon interest level and effort. If you like the girl, put in the same amount of effort you did before sex until hers matches yours. Then, gradually start to increase that amount of effort and let her catch up, repeating this until you've taken the relationship to the next level. It's okay to put in just a little bit more effort than the girl, but it should never appear that you're doing significantly more. A common way guys blow it after sex is by abandoning their phone game. They think they can call or text whenever they want, have long, boring conversations, and always pick up the phone on the first ring when she calls. Remember, your aim is to keep her in a state of doubt, wondering, does he really like me? If she takes 2 hours to respond, you take 2 hours. If she picks up the phone half the time, so do you. If she doesn't leave messages, you don't either. Once she picks up the pattern that you're simply mirroring her disrespect, she'll start acting better if she likes you. If after sex you send a mushy text message or call immediately, she may peg you as needy and go cold. After sex, I like to text a girl on the second day, long enough to instill just a bit of doubt, but not so much that she's freaked out. For example, if I have sex with her on Friday night, but sleep over and leave Saturday morning, I'll contact her on Monday night. Stay clear of drunk dialing or texting girls. It's hard to keep your game tight if you contact a girl while drunk and say stupid things that negate all the good work you put in. Drunk dialing is a behavior of a desperate man who can't plan a few hours in advance. If I was a girl, I wouldn't respect a man calling me at late hours and talking horny nonsense. If you're prone to drunk dialing, leave your phone in the car. You can mold a girl by criticizing negative behavior. If you criticize too early, though, she may write you off as bossy and demanding. But after sex, she can't be quick to do that because, after all, she did have sex with you. After sex, she's more likely to take your criticism to heart. This can sometimes result in your first real argument, which can actually help because it engages her emotions. Your enemy is boredom, not conflict. I have a problem with girls not putting in enough effort, so that's what I criticize most often. I calmly tell a girl that I think I'm putting in more effort than her, and that I can't make it work on my own. She then details me instances when I didn't put in enough effort, and we end up having an intense discussion. Through that, she'll likely realize I expect to be treated in a certain way and won't accept mistreatment. You can also criticize girls for not being adventurous enough in bed or for being flaky. Bring it up in a casual way, but stay firm and let her know your concerns. Instead of delivering ultimatums, let her know what's on your mind. If she doesn't change her ways, don't be afraid to hint that just being friends may be best. There are some general guidelines to follow for dates 4 and beyond. The most important is to be unpredictable. Always keep her guessing by randomizing your behavior, such as when you contact her and when and where you take her out. Don't have a standing date where you go to the same club every Saturday. Don't see her more than twice a week. Don't talk on the phone every day. Don't let conversations fall into a "so what did you do today" pattern, where you talk like old school chums instead of lovers. Choose silence instead of banal conversation. Sometimes surprise her with a call where you ask, "What are you doing right now?" Take creative risks and research interesting date ideas. The reason slot machines are so addicting is because the payouts are unpredictable. Be the slot machine. If she pulls back from you at any time, pull back from her even more. This is true regardless of how long you've been dating. If she's giving you a hard time, give her a harder time. If she's acting cold in the bedroom, act even colder. If she's giving you the silent treatment, give her an even more silent treatment. Human instinct is to neutralize tension by apologizing or making nice, but you'll do the opposite. Fill the situation with even more tension to show that you're immune to her games. She'll then feel a strong urge to come into you and make nice. Relationships. Delay commitment as long as possible, because it only makes it more difficult to bang other girls. I wouldn't be too concerned about your girl sleeping with other men, because girls naturally move toward monogamy and won't be interested in other partners if she has a real interest in you. Of course, she'll insinuate that other men are interested in her, so you will commit. If you've been dating the same girl for several months, and she's about to leave if you don't commit, you have to decide if she's worth it or not. If she's pleasant to be around and easy on the eyes, consider a commitment. But be open-minded about creeping around with other girls if you're not planning to get married soon. Cheat if you want, but the odds are that you'll eventually get caught. Remember, a woman exists to find a man and to make him commit. Commitment is for her benefit, not yours. Think long and hard before you sign away your freedom to one girl. And when it comes to marriage, unless you want to have a child in the next year or two, don't do it. Almost any positive thing you can get from a woman, whether it be physical or emotional, can be obtained without getting married. The great thing about being a man is that we can be relationship-worthy at any age. In fact, you'll be valued more by women at an age that's well past the physical peak of your early 20s. While many say this is because of your increasing wage-earning potential, I think it's because of your experience. With time, study, and constant practice, you'll get very good at meeting, attracting, arousing, and handling women. Long-term relationships are dangerous when you're developing your game because you'll miss out on that important practice. While you should definitely hold on to a quality girl, it's best to stay clear of relationships until you play and learn enough to know what quality is. The girls I had crushes on when I was younger are girls I wouldn't even give a second look today. By not meeting a large number of girls, you'll sell yourself short in trying to discover what type of woman will bring you the most happiness. Once you're in a relationship, chances are relatively good that you'll eventually want to get out of it. If you think a relationship is stalling, it's better to dump the girl before she dumps you, because it gives you the upper hand to return for casual sex. Don't let a girl dump you. Girls are predictable, so you should know if she's planning to do it. The first method of breaking up is the cold cutoff. You simply never contact her again and don't pick up the phone when she calls. I usually use this method if we didn't make it past the second or third date, since it's early enough that she doesn't expect me to call her anyway. But I also know guys who use it on girls they've gone out with for months. The second method is the fake fight. You get overly sensitive about something she did and show extreme displeasure. For example, if she criticizes you about anything, tell her that you don't know if you can handle a constant complainer. If she takes an extra day to call back, tell her that you want someone who is willing to put in more work than she does. Once you end the awkward conversation after the fake fight, simply never call again. She'll attribute it to the argument, even though it wasn't the real reason you broke up. I'm a fan of this technique if we haven't passed date 3, because it's easy to do and takes little time to execute. The third method is the return of the ex-girlfriend. This one takes a bit of planning and time, but it does a good job of leaving the door open to have sex with the girl again. Casually mention that your ex-girlfriend is back in town, and that you're conflicted because she wants to see you. Keep it vague and tell the girl that you're over your ex and don't plan to see her. Let a week pass, and then tell her that you did indeed see your ex, and now you don't know what's going on, but you feel weird. This seed sets up week number 3, when you tell her that you and your ex-girlfriend are going to give it another try. Tell her you really like her, but the history with your ex is too strong to let go. This is a painless breakup because she'll understand your difficult predicament. The final method is, it's not you, it's me. You can knock this one out over the phone in less than 30 minutes. It's also the closest you can get to honesty without hurting the girl's feelings. And it's often the real reason I break up with a girl. Start by telling her that it felt weird the last time you hung out, and that the sex was mostly physical for you. Tell her the problem isn't with her, because it's always physical for you, and that you have trouble connecting to girls on an emotional level. You can bring up a relevant story from your childhood that contributed to making it hard for you to connect with girls like other guys do. Then tell her you want to take a step back and just be friends. Add, I don't expect you to wait until I figure things out, but I do think a break is best for now. It's not her, it's you, and your issues. The advantage of using this method is that it will be easy to return for sex later. After a couple weeks, you can tell her you miss hanging out with her, go to her place for a movie, and then bang. This method can be slightly uncomfortable to execute, but it leaves the door open while ending a relationship of any length. Chapter 5, End Game. After you achieve moderate skill at the game, you'll hit a barrier that will send you into the opposite direction. You were achieving success, but now you're having difficulty. This happened to me several years after I got into the game, when I started bombing on the phone. I had turned the phone into a strength, but girls suddenly started to flake before the first date. After it became a pattern, I thought about the problem and figured out what I was doing wrong. I had moved date one material into the first phone conversation, and was focusing too much on humor, which plays better face-to-face than on the phone. After I realized what I was doing, I put a strict time limit on my phone conversations and went back to focusing on getting girls out on dates instead of entertaining them on the phone. Within a short time, I was back to my previous phone conversion rates. Down periods are normal for two reasons. The first is statistical probability. Just like the stock market, your game will have cyclical ups and downs. Success comes in spurts, followed by cold streaks. During the cold streaks, it's stress that forces you to innovate and to try new material. Push on through the valleys until you hit the next peak. The second reason for down periods is the accidental use of new material that hurts your game, like what I was doing on the phone. This usually happens due to overconfidence, causing you to introduce routines or body language that simply doesn't work. If a sudden downturn coincides with a recent change in your game, revert back to what you were doing before. When it comes to making changes, being a player is similar to being a bread maker. If you want to be a world-class bread maker, the first thing you'll do is find a proven recipe before you make your first loaf. Once you've successfully baked it, you can then start to experiment to see what affects the bread by changing only one factor at a time, so you can feel confident about what a different result is based on. If you change the amount of salt and yeast at the same time, you won't know if it was the salt or the yeast, or a combination of the two, that made the bread better or worse. Real life is a lot more complex. It's impossible to control all the variables, as things are constantly changing, but you'll still need a way to measure whether a change was effective or not. The best way to do this is to experiment with one new line, routine, or move at a time. For instance, if I'm concerned about my body language and I want to improve it, I might focus on leaning back more. For one night, the only new thing I'd try would be leaning back. I'd lean back with at least 5 approaches and measure the results. Did leaning back cause girls to respond more positively than normal, helping me toward my overall sex goal? If you feel confident a change helped, make a note to continue doing it. You just made a difference that improved your game. Do this with dozens of other lines, routines, and moves, and in time, you'll have the sort of refined game that serves you best, based on solid experience. Experience is the key to improvement. Just like electricity humming invisibly in the background, your experience is always there with you, working to guide you toward your goal. On your 100th approach, you'll have the experience of 99 previous approaches behind you, helping you succeed. It's always better to be the man who tries and fails than the man who never tries at all. because each failure will bring you closer to what you want. You owe it to yourself to get rejected, not only to learn the limits of your game, but to find out firsthand what works and what doesn't. Find a niche. Let's say you become an average player, meaning you're competent in each stage of the game and have a firm understanding of the principles discussed in this book. An average night out will net you at least one phone number. Every now and then you'll get a makeout, and once in a blue moon you'll score a one-night stand. Assuming you're a post-college male with disposable income who goes out on Fridays and Saturdays, on average you'll get around 4 to 8 phone numbers a month if you approach regularly. Out of those numbers, maybe 2 will lead to dates. Out of those 2 first dates, 1 may eventually lead to sex, which means you'll get 3 to 8 notches in a year. Assuming you spend $25 on each night out and $35 on each date, that's at least $300 a month. Do you like those numbers? If not, you need to work on finding your niche, a look, a locale, or a best-fit game that yields better-than-average returns. There's nothing wrong with being average, and you'll still get laid, but after a year or two, these results will seem, well, average. Finding your niche will allow you to put in less while getting back more. Every girl gravitates toward a man who is great at something, whether it's painting, photography, music, an interesting career, or something nerdy like chess. Girls will notice and come to you when they sense you're successful at something you're passionate about. I found this out firsthand with my writing, which has sent me more women than anything else I've done. Even if you're a club rat who knows all the promoters and builds status by being the go-to party guy, many girls will be attracted to that. While you don't need a niche to get laid, it makes things a lot easier. Getting laid is fun, but imagine getting laid while doing what you like to do. It's like making money doing your hobby instead of spending 8 hours every day in a cubicle. Choose something you want to be great at, other than picking up women and video games, and kick ass at it. Let it give you the interesting conversation and experience to make picking up women easier and cheaper. Finn, the reason you got into the game won't be the reason you stay in the game. I got into the game to have more sex, but I've stayed in it because it gives me the power to get what I want. I can improve my lot by using persistence, confidence, and conversational ability instead of luck and chance. My success depends entirely on me and what I make of my environment, not on God, cock blockers, society, or culture. While you can't control the events that happen around you, you can control how you respond. You can hone your game in a way that makes success much more likely. Approach it like water flowing in a river with ease and calm, by adapting to your surroundings and using the strengths given to you. Do your best and push yourself to the limit, knowing that good things will come with hard work, no matter how tough your present situation may be. Eventually, you'll enter the final stage of game, end game. This is when you don't have to be mindful of your moves or routines. You don't care why a girl isn't calling you, if she's playing hard to get, or if she likes you or not. You have options and remain unfazed when you encounter ambiguous or absurd female behavior. If you're putting out the right vibe with rich experiences from an interesting lifestyle and build yourself up to the best man your genetics allow, you may not even have to approach girls or worry about breaking down resistance. You'll simply live the life you want and watch girls come to you, gaming you and tempting you to bang them. It may take years, but I believe if you put in the effort, you'll be paid back in full. When you reach that point, all you'll have to do is wake up. All you have to do is exist. Appendix. This appendix will discuss situations not included in the main text because of their specific nature. They'll serve more to round off the rough edges of your game than to help with the main foundation. Approaching from a car. This technique may seem strange, especially if you're hanging out the passenger side window of a friend's car. But it's the only way that's ever worked for me. If the girl is on foot, open by asking for directions. Engage in a basic conversation so she won't think you're a kidnapper. Then ask her opinion on somewhere to go, whether it be for food or drink. Follow that with a strong opinion about a particular place in the area. Last week I went to Club Gay and it was a total sausage fest. I didn't like it at all. I'm looking for something different tonight. Next, shift the conversation to what she's doing. If she's about to get pizza, ask what her favorite pizza places are. Engage her in as long of a conversation as possible, and then go for an instant venue change nearby, or a phone number if that's not possible. If she looks as if she's in a party mood, ask if she needs a ride. You'll be surprised how many girls will accept. If the girl is in a car next to you, start your approach the same way, asking for directions or a quick opinion. Before the light turns green, ask where she's going and if it's any good. Say, maybe I'll show up, and gauge her reaction. If she seemed open to the idea and encourages you, go ahead and follow her. Approaching on the street. This is similar to approaching from a car. In most cases, you'll be stationary while girls pass by. So the first thing you'll have to do is get her to stop. Say, hey, do you know where, what, when? And then ask for information or an opinion, even if you already know the answer. As you open, she'll keep walking, but you must continue to talk while moving to her face. Don't stop talking, even if it appears that she's walking away, because sometimes it takes a couple seconds to realize you're asking a serious question instead of hitting on them like a construction worker. Girls are likely to stop if they think you need help. Once she stops, follow the same steps as the car approach, giving a strong opinion and then asking what she's up to, trying to prolong the conversation so you get her to start asking you questions. What I like about street approaches is that you can easily venue change to somewhere nearby. It's not hard to pull off, and some nights I'm more content with hitting on girls outside a bar than inside. Approaching in a coffee shop. Go to the most crowded coffee shop you can find, where it will be hard to find an available table. Get your coffee or pastry, and then look around for the table with the hottest girl. Go to that table and politely ask if you can share her table. Then get your book or whatever and do what you are going to do. At about the 5-minute mark, ask something about what she's doing, whether she's drawing, reading a book, or studying a subject you took in college. It's okay to say something mediocre like, "Is it usually this crowded in here?" And don't be reluctant to interrupt her work. If she's hanging out in a public place, chances are she actually wants to be interrupted. After you open, gauge her reaction to see if she's interested. Does she respond quickly and dive right back into her work, or does she keep her head up, waiting for you to keep talking? If you want either her number or to venue change to get something to eat, don't let the conversation die. If it reaches a natural end and you both go back to what you were doing, the approach is over. Keep talking until you both move to another location or until one of you has to go. A good way to close is, "I think we should continue the conversation some other time, but maybe over something different than coffee." If she is with at least one other friend, you'll have to eavesdrop until you hear something you have an opinion about. Then say, "Sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't help but overhear your conversation." And follow with your opinion or observation. This polite approach is useful if the girl is with an older relative, like her mother. If the coffee shop isn't crowded, simply sit at the table next to the hottest girl. It's a little tougher to approach since you'll be farther apart, but it's still doable. Approaching in your social circle. If a girl you like is friends with a friend of yours, you won't need to approach her at all. Simply get an introduction from your friend. If the introduction is delayed, approach her and say, "I don't think we've met yet." Once you've been introduced, game her as you would any other girl. Don't think you can skip the attraction building stage just because you have mutual acquaintances. With girls I meet through friends, I usually start with the opinion routine to put the interaction on a track I'm comfortable with. You'll be tempted to take it slow since your friends know her and whatever you do will get out. But if that's the case, you shouldn't be hitting on her in the first place. If you're not going to give every girl 100%, either move on or use her to make other girls jealous. Don't be passive and assume you'll run into her again. Approaching in the gym. If you want to hit on girls in the gym, you'll have to sacrifice the intensity of your workout to put mental energy into gaming. Let's say you're doing legs one day, but the girl you like is doing chest. If you want to talk to her, you'll have to feel a sudden urge to work on your chest. Go to the machine she's working on and ask how many sets she has left. Don't worry if the gym is empty and it's obvious that you're trying to hit on her. After my first set working in with her, I joke, "Usually I can do a lot more, but I was injured recently, so I'm taking it easy." Or, "I could do a lot more, of course, but I don't want to embarrass the other guys here." If she doesn't laugh, there's something wrong with her sense of humor. Hit her with an opinion or comment on gym culture to see if she responds and helps you continue the conversation. Say, "I feel like in the American culture, if you don't come to the gym, you'll get fat. Or, I hope you don't mind if I grunt really loud in this next set because it makes me feel stronger. Throw something out there and see if she engages you. Keep the conversation going as long as possible, and fight the urge to end it early with, I'll see you around. Segue into what you both do in your spare time. Remember, you're not trying to be her gym buddy, so if you don't close the first time, your odds of long-term success will be low. You need to act as if you'll never see her again. Try to venue change to a smoothie bar for a protein shake to continue the conversation. Otherwise, just take a deep breath and ask her to hang out right there on the gym floor if she's responding to your game and asking personal questions. Approaching in foreign countries. The best way to meet girls while abroad is to stay in hotels, especially if you're traveling alone. While hostels are usually sausage fests, most of the guys will be young and have weak game, so you can blow them away with just average player ability. Your goal is to be friendly to everyone, because the other guys may have already gotten in with the group of girls you want to game. Get used to using the "let me guess you're from" opener. It's extremely effective in starting conversation with female travelers. When it comes time to seal the deal, you'll have to get creative, because hostels don't offer much in the way of privacy. If you can't bang her in one of the rooms, a bathroom, or a park, you can always try to upgrade to a private room. Most hostels have them. If you do try to get her into a private room, let her think that you're just going to cuddle and talk. Never let a girl think you assume sex is going to happen, since it should be seen as spontaneous and random. She's a feminist. Feminists are a delight because they don't have hang-ups about sex. While their demeanor suggests they're tough and prudish, they're actually easy when you get them into the bedroom. Feminists will call you on your belief system more than non-feminists, but as long as you stay firm in your beliefs, they'll respect that and bang you anyway. When guys meet feminists, they often become more beta for fear that they'll offend them, but do the opposite and let her tone down her own crazy beliefs instead. She'll be surprised that you have such opinions and become more attracted to you. Feminists are amusing because they say they want the opposite of an alpha male, but alphas have no problems hooking up with them. She's shy or doesn't talk much. Because your game depends on constant feedback and openness, a shy girl can be troublesome. You'll have a hard time knowing if she's interested because she won't ask questions or respond like most girls. Shy girls aren't just shy about speaking, they're shy in how they approach life as well, so they're not likely to put in the effort to make your sex goals easier to accomplish. That's why I pass on shy girls and let betas waste their time on them. Once you get into the game and meet a large quantity of girls, you'll pass them by too. Other than mysterious silences, they just don't have much to offer. She doesn't speak good English. Take her to a loud place or to an artsy performance event, where conversation won't be necessary. Be more focused and deliberate with your touching, since that's what will amplify the attraction, which in this case will likely be built upon your looks and confidence instead of your wit and humor. Get comfortable with silences. This girl is different from a shy girl because she's more likely to put in effort. When you don't know which girl to pick. This is common if you're approaching a pair of girls. You only want one, but it goes so well that both of them are giving you equal amounts of attention. Most guys are hesitant to choose and end up getting both of their numbers, using a "I think we should all hang out again" close. But that doesn't work. Instead, give more attention to the one you don't like for the first minute, and then move on to the one you do. Make it clear which one you prefer, so the other one is encouraged to take a lap. Don't completely exclude the friend, but don't worry too much if her feelings are hurt or if she's going to cock-block you. Either you'll achieve some type of close with a good chance of getting somewhere, or you'll get cock-blocked. Two outcomes that are better than getting useless numbers. You forget her name. Although a true alpha wouldn't care about asking a girl's name again if he forgot it. Sometimes not remembering a name can be awkward, especially if you've already hooked up. If you forget her name, just ask how to spell her first name. If her name is common, like Mary, say, "Oh, for some reason I thought it had a creative spelling." Of course, you could use the Seinfeld solution and dig through her purse while she's in the bathroom, but that seems unnecessarily risky. Her breath smells. It's rare to come across a girl who has bad breath. Most girls are so self-conscious about personal hygiene that they'll double and triple check themselves before going out. If a girl has bad breath, ask if she's had onions today or offer one of your mints or a piece of gum. She'll get the hint. She has a boyfriend, fiancé, or husband. Trying to bang girls who are already taken is one of the most fun aspects of the game. Once you reach a proficient level, you may find it boring to chase after single girls, so the next logical step is to go after girls who aren't. I'm not going to make a moral judgment about going after taken girls. I look at it this way. If a boyfriend has kept his game tight and makes his girl happy, she won't even look at me after my opener. If a girl is giving me attention and considering having sex with me, it's because that guy isn't hitting her buttons like I am. Why should I say no to a girl I want to have sex with just because she made a commitment to someone she probably shouldn't have in the first place? Just do what you want and ignore people who get all high and mighty on you. Don't listen to anyone who tries to tell you who you should or should not bang. The reason a girl with a boyfriend is looking your way is because she's bored or unsatisfied and sees you as the potential answer to her problems. Focus on exciting stories or travel adventures that make life with the boyfriend seem lame and dull. Avoid any talk about how life is depressing and sad. Girls in relationships will flirt with other guys, but they only cheat with guys who provide the best logistics, guys who make it discreet and easy. For this to happen, you need to remove her from places where people know about her relationship. Once you get her alone and away from prying eyes, it becomes like any other pickup. The only issue is that it takes a little longer to get the kiss out of the way. For girls in relationships, kissing another man is a big deal. If she objects in the bedroom with, "But I have a boyfriend," simply agree with her by saying, "You're right, maybe we shouldn't do this." Disengage her logical brain so she can lose herself in the moment. The key to good logistics is having repeated access to her. If you meet a girl in a relationship at a club and she's with five of her friends, you won't get anywhere. If she likes you, she won't give you her number while her friends are around. However, if you meet her alone at your favorite coffee shop and see her every other day or she's in the same class as you, your chances are much higher. Get her alone where you can game her without interruption, and she doesn't have to worry about who's watching or judging her. You'll have to be more indirect than usual with your words and not let her think you like her, allowing her to rationalize that you're just a friend and to continue seeing you. But here's the key. Keep your physical game exactly the same. She'll be confused when you're touching her, walking arm in arm, and placing your hand on her waist, while your conversation is just normal teasing, stories, and jokes. Since your game is already indirect, this won't be a significant departure from what you normally do. You want things to get to the point where she lies to her significant other about hanging out with you. She'll tell him she's going out with friends, not you. You can even help her rehearse the lies, putting you on the same team against him. This commits her to you even more. If you get into a regular fuck-buddy relationship, you'll be tempted to steal her and make her your girlfriend, but be careful. The reason this relationship is so much fun and exciting is because she has a boyfriend. I let such girls know that while I love hanging out with them, our relationship is partially defined by having a third man in the picture. If she wants to leave him, it should be because it's not working out with him, not because she thinks I'll get into a relationship with her. Of course, saying this makes her want me even more because I'm pushing her away, and her instinct is to move closer. Sex with girls in relationships is fun because they have so much bottled up sexual energy that their passion is often explosive. One of your friends has already banged her. Think of it this way. Do you really want your friend's sloppy seconds? She may be hot or really cool, but are there no other girls you could go for? The kind of guy who's willing to go after a friend's ex-girlfriend is the type who needs to work on his game the most. Build your game to the point where you wouldn't even consider sloppy seconds, because you have other options on the table. The exception is if she's a doorknob and everyone is getting a turn for fun. She wants to fight you. You may approach a girl who takes an immediate dislike to your game. In most situations, you can just walk away, but once in a while, you'll get one whose sole reason for existing is to make men feel small. She'll make snide remarks, stalk you, get in your face, wave her hands in the air, or cock her head back and forth like a pigeon. It's important in such cases to assert your dominance. You can't let her think you'll back down, even if you have no intention of fighting. You must go over the top and come back at her harder than she came at you. This means you have to scare her into thinking you're going to level her. Say, "Get out of my face or I'm going to knock you out." She'll back down because no woman wants to get punched by a man. Chances are this will never happen to you, but it's best to have a plan of action just in case. She lives with her parents. This isn't usually a big deal unless you also live with your parents and can't bring a girl back to your place. If that's the case, you are cock-blocked until you can think of a creative solution. If the first time you bang a girl is in a car, public park, or cheap motel, so be it. She's in college or high school, and you're not. There's only one thing you need to know about a schoolgirl. Her behavior is driven more by her friends' opinions than her own. She's not doing what she wants to do, she's doing what she thinks her friends want her to do. If her friends don't like you, you won't be having sex with her. Make a good impression on her friends by being a fun guy with a sense of humor. If her friends see you as a cool guy, the girl will see you that way too. She's an au pair. An au pair is a foreign girl who is in the U.S. for a limited amount of time, usually 1 year. She's hosted by an American couple who pays her to take care of their children. Oftentimes she'll be going to school, but she's not allowed to perform any other type of work. These girls hang out with other au pairs to enjoy the American experience at mainstream clubs. I like au pairs because they're the closest thing you can get to a foreign girl without traveling to a foreign country, but they make logistics difficult. They don't have their own place, they have curfews that limit the times you can take them out, they don't have a reliable means of transportation, and their money situation is so tight that you'll always be paying. You'll be tempted to highlight your American qualities to make yourself appear exotic. But resist this urge and rely on your typical game, because she's probably met a lot of American men by the time she meets you. If there's a language barrier, try a loud venue. Show an interest in her culture. Let her teach you a couple curse words in her language, and treat her as you would any other girl. There's a big age difference. Get it out of your mind that you're too young or too old for any girl. Most girls have an age range in their head, but it can always be changed. The only time you'll get complaints is from older women who say you're too young. I don't recall an instance where a younger girl said I was too old, and I've had experiences with girls 10 years younger than me. Raise the objection before she does, as if it's a problem for you. If she's more than 2 years older than you, run the breakup routine, saying, "I think you're too old for me." She'll get defensive and say, "You're too young." But it's too late because you brought it up first, and she'll look as if she's playing catch-up. Now that you've qualified her, she'll say something like, "Age is only a number." You can also joke, "I don't know if an older woman such as yourself can satisfy a young man's needs." Switch tactics if a girl is younger by saying, "I don't know if a young girl such as yourself can satisfy the needs of an older or mature man." Qualify a young girl by making it seem as if you're unsure of her life experience. I used to have a hard time telling a girl she was too old for me. I used to think it was a mean thing to say, and the older woman would get mad and throw a drink on me. But if you say the lines with confidence and a smirk on your face, the girl will usually respond playfully. Just make sure you do it before she does. She has a busy social calendar. These girls are bad news. They're the ones who go out at least 3 times a week. And each time they do, it's a big deal because their friends are celebrating something like a birthday or a 3-month anniversary. Such a girl will turn down your first date suggestion and instead ask if you want to meet her with her friends. Say no. You'll accomplish little if her friends are watching. After you make 2 attempts to get her out alone, say, "I don't think I can compete with your busy social calendar. How about you hit me up when you have some free time and you want to get a drink?" You can usually find out about these girls early, because she'll give you her number while mentioning how busy she is. In that case, don't bother, because she's saying that she'll never make herself available. Look for a girl with fewer than 3 dozen active friends, who can find a balance between friends and lovers. She's a mom. One good thing about mothers is that you know they like sex. Even though she may be easy, she'll make it seem as if she's looking for something serious, and that she's tired of boys who play games. What she's really saying is that she wants another man to take care of a child that's not his. Give her the peace of mind that you're open to building something with someone you have a connection with, and then get her into bed as you would any other girl. I recommend that you drop her after sex, because you don't need the drama or baggage that comes from dating single mothers. Also, the fact that she has a child may mean that she's more fertile than the Nile River. She lives far away. Decide how far you're willing to commute to a girl's house. For me, it's 45 minutes. If a girl lives farther than that, I tell her that's out of my range and I'm not good at long-distance relationships. If she hangs around, tell her she has to drive to your neighborhood for the first couple dates, because you have the tendency to fall asleep on long drives at night and don't want to die. There will be a time when you meet an especially hot girl who lives just outside your range. You'll be tempted to make an exception, but doing so will cause you unconsciously to put her on a pedestal, and bad game will result. If you end up dating a girl who lives far away, but not outside your range, drive to her place half the time and make her drive to yours the other half. After all, driving takes effort too. She's leaving town for more than 3 days. Having a girl leave town is always death, especially if you haven't had sex with her yet, because it inserts an unnatural pause during the critical early stage of a relationship. Your best defense is to go on a date with her just before she leaves. It doesn't have to be a long one. If you're already having sex with her, do the same thing, but be sure to bang the hell out of her. Really let her have it. You want to be fresh in her mind while she's exploring a new place, where exciting things can just happen. The other issue you'll have to deal with is whether to call or text while she's away. If she's going to be gone for a week, contacting her at least once is a good idea. If you call once and she calls you back right away and seems interested in talking, you can think about calling her again in a few days. However, if she takes her time returning your initial message and sounds distant, one contact is enough. Also, pay attention to what she says when you wish her well on her trip. If she says something like, "I'll have my phone with me," that means she wants you to hit her up. Set another date soon after she comes back to keep the momentum going. Remember, out of sight, out of mind. She's poor. Paying for dates is a form of effort, but it's something poor girls will never be able to do. Even if a girl isn't completely broke, like a student working a second job to pay tuition, I'm hesitant to let her pay. If you know you'll always be paying, go on cheap dates. Put in the minimum amount of financial effort, because there's no way she can reciprocate. Stick to cafes, walks, or cooking at home. Until you have sex, don't let her interpret your spending as too much interest, and definitely don't take her out to nice places so she can continue a free ride of meals and drinks. Never create the impression that you'll spend money on a girl without expecting something in return. If she doesn't get the hint, let her know that you're on a budget to save for your next vacation, and would prefer fun and creative dates that are also inexpensive. She wants to have sex, but you don't have a condom. Buy a couple dozen condoms and put them all in your jacket pockets, in your backpack, in your glove compartment, and in your best friend's glove compartment. Always have one condom in your pocket when you go out to talk to girls. You want to maximize the chance that there will be a condom nearby when sex is about to occur. While you may not get a one-night stand for some time, if it happens, you want to be prepared. Your worst nightmare is not having a condom when you're on top of a naked girl who's begging for the cock. Don't put yourself in a situation where you take a risk. If alcohol is involved and you're horny, chances are you'll bang a girl raw and regret it the second after you blow your load. Getting laid is challenging enough. Don't make it harder by not being prepared. You like her a lot more than she likes you. This is a dangerous situation to be in. You always want a girl to like you more than you like her, so she'll flake less and put in more effort, which will offer a greater possibility of sex. All this is reversed if you like her more, and it gets worse as the difference between how much she likes you and how much you like her increases out of your favor. While you can't change your gut feeling, you can fight it by pretending that you don't like her. Stop describing her as hot in your head. Think of her as cute instead. Stop fantasizing about her before you go to bed. Jerk off to porn stars who look nothing like her. Stop thinking how great she is and focus on her negative qualities. You want to shrink the attraction discrepancy as much as possible, so you won't appear needy. Not until she reciprocates and makes it clear that she likes you can you increase your feelings for her. Getting with your crush may work well for guys in the movies, but not in real life. She doesn't drink. Don't change anything if she doesn't drink, but expect more resistance and an increase in the time it will take to have sex with her. Give a sober girl 5 dates as the deadline for sex, 2 more than normal. I have no problem admitting that alcohol helps my game immensely. The more a girl drinks, the more she'll remove her mental blocks to having sex with me. It's a magic drug that's not only legal, but something girls like to self-administer. If she's a drinker, simply allow her to drink. Keep in mind that unless you're talking about one-night stands, alcohol doesn't create notches that weren't already going to happen. It only shortens the time. I'll do a non-alcoholic first date in some cases, but by date 2, she needs to be drinking, because 5 dates or more is too long to wait to find out how she is in bed. She's a virgin. Every man should experience the awkwardness of banging a virgin at least once, of having to go slowly, watching her grimace in pain, and being asked several times to be gentle because it hurts. Hot, right? But after a couple times, you can mold her into the slut you've always wanted. You're her teacher, and she'll listen, because you're the alpha male who introduced her to the sexual world. Most guys move slowly when it comes to getting virgins in bed, but you'll have to be persistent, just as with non-virgins. If a girl tells you she's a virgin, reply with, "Oh, don't worry, I'll take care of you." Her virginity is a disease, and you're the cure. Be aggressive with your escalation moves, because you're not going to change your game just because she has a problem of sexual inexperience. Break her down by constantly pushing until she relents. You're not a guy who's going to be patient like the other nice guys in her life. Her virginity is a testament to the failure of that strategy. You have strong sexual needs for her to fulfill within a reasonable amount of time, or else you'll move on. The condom breaks. If you don't pay attention to whether the condom is still on, you may turn a minor issue into an accidental pregnancy. If you're banging her with a condom and it suddenly starts feeling really good, it's because the condom broke and you now have a ring of latex around the base of your cock. Pull out, say, "I have to get another condom," put another one on, and resume banging. No big deal. With experience, you won't go more than a couple strokes knowing you're raw. Minimize your exposure to a naked vagina because the dose is the poison. And the longer you're in there, the more likely something bad will happen. Don't count on girls to tell you a condom broke, because it's difficult for them to know. She's a bad lay. A girl's problems with sexual performance may be due to lack of movement, vocalization, or mouth usage. Before the next time you have sex, say, "I want to try a couple things I think will make it better for us both." Then tell her exactly what you want her to do. It will take persistence on your part to change sexual habits she's been doing for a long time. So unless you consider a girl long-term material, it's not worth keeping her around. She's just not putting out. So you tried everything, went on multiple dates, performed every trick in the book, and you can't even get off her jeans. Most guys will wait for her until she's ready to have sex, but I don't advise this, because you would be entering a relationship where she has complete control. The energy you put into her could be better spent getting sex from other girls. No girl should have unlimited time with you to do something that you consider critical to the continuation of a healthy relationship. Don't play by her rules. Chalk her up as a learning experience and move on. Tell her that the lack of intimacy is a problem for you, and it's best if you two become friends. If she gets upset and makes it seem like she really does like you, you may want to give her just one more date to put out, but not more than that. Not every girl you date is going to put out, and there is no point wasting your time when there are so many who will. The 6 most important game principles, cheat sheet. This cheat sheet takes all the game concepts and techniques I've taught you and distills them into a few key points that you can read frequently to remind yourself of what it takes to sleep with a lot of women. They should always be in the back of your mind when playing the game. Approach every week. This is the number one thing you can do to improve your sex life right now. Even without a scrap of game, merely approaching will drastically improve your odds and get more than you were getting before. Start a conversation with a can opener or make random comments about anything related to your current situation. Ask a question about her drink, her scarf, what time the bookstore closes, where she bought something, anything. If you want to get laid a lot, you must do this weekly. Do it for your dick, and trust me, it gets easier over time. Keep it chatty, keep it interesting, keep it fun. During the first several minutes, she'll barely do any talking. That's okay, because it'll be a great opportunity to show your personality, charm, and humor. Instead of asking personal questions before she does, ramble on about the environment and things you've noticed, then casually drop cool things that you're doing or have done. If she's engaged in the conversation at night, crack a joke that pokes gentle fun at her. Did she smile, open her eyes wide, or otherwise show that she liked it? Then do it again. You should only ask questions when you get stuck, since the last thing you want to do is interview her. Divide and conquer. If she's already alone, great. Be interesting enough so that she starts asking personal questions like what you do and what your name is, and then ramp up the touching. First, quick innocent ones on her forearm and back of her hand, and then longer ones on the sides of her hip. Otherwise, you must get her away from her friends. Suggest a visit to the bar, dance floor, or outside to get a smoke or some air. If you can't isolate her once you've hit the peak of your conversation, it's best to get a phone number and leave before it gets stale. If she's not willing to let you isolate her, move on, because she's not interested. Take it as far as you can go. Don't be just satisfied with a number or a kiss. Push the interaction as far as you can by changing venues or asking if she wants to go to your place for a drink. In the history of the world, there have been billions of number exchanges that didn't go anywhere, so view phone numbers as a last resort when you can't go any further. It pains me to see a guy just getting the number of a girl who obviously wants to fuck that night, only to have him call in a couple days and never get a response. Assume that you'll never see her again, because odds are you won't. When in doubt, chill out. There'll be many monkey wrenches thrown your way when there's not always an obvious best response. In such cases, just do nothing. Sit back and let time pass. Sometimes a girl is merely testing you for a response, and when she doesn't get that response, she'll give up and contact you again. It amazes me how often doing nothing has gotten me back into the game with girls who suddenly acted flaky or weird. And when the stakes get higher, and she does something disrespectful or crazy, pull back hard. Let her come into you instead of the other way around. If you don't feel like a creep, you're not pushing hard enough. She's not going to invite you upstairs like in the movies. She's not going to tell you she wants to have sex with you. She's not going to grab your dick and put it in. You must always be making the first move and always be pushing. If you're scared, she'll think of you as a creep. That means you're on the right path. Remember that girls who like you are flattered that you want to have sex with them. So moving quickly is an indirect way of showing interest that can be helpful for new relationships. Get her to your place or hers the same night you meet her. Get her into the bedroom, take off her clothes, and keep going. If she resists, take a break and start over again. Break her down and bang her, and then take her out and bang her again. For more game tips, visit my website, www.rooshv.com. That's www.rooshv.com.
This has been Bang, written by Roosh V, narrated by Tony Fregale. Copyright 2007-2010. Production copyright 2011 by Roosh V.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.